This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. And nothing like the mall Santa decked out in PPE this year. Emily Siner from WPLN in Nashville reports.
The mall at Green Hills is still piping in Christmas music, and Santa is in the building. But there's no line this year. Families just show up for their time slot. And kids don't sit on Santa's lap. Instead, they perch on boxes more than 6 feet away.
Now, what do you want Santa Claus to bring you for Christmas?
Santa, who also goes by the name Keith Austin, says it's hard to hear them sometimes through the mandatory masks.
Tell you what, just let your mother know and she can let me know, okay?
Still at the end, kids take a photo with Santa and they all shout with good cheer.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
This socially distanced Santa set is about more than just Santa. It's been a trial of a year for indoor shopping malls across the country. But Nora Bykstra, the general manager for the mall at Green Hills, says this holiday season is proof that malls are resilient.
We have been through a lot, and it's been very challenging, and yet here we are.
She says her staff did consider pausing the in-person tradition this year, but they decided it served a purpose.
And I think it helps people to have this experience that's maybe not exactly like normal, but it's closer to normal.
Malls in Nashville secured the blessing of the city health department to do this. But elsewhere, some companies are going virtual. Macy's did away with in-person Santas this year. Cherry Hill Programs, which runs Christmas sets at hundreds of shopping centers, now offers video calls as well. And that's something the site visitwithsanta.com has been doing for several years. Fred Luck is the company's CEO.
The CEO stands for Chief Elf Organizer.
This year, business has boomed. Luck says they've hired twice as many Santas as last year. And even when more people feel comfortable visiting malls in person again, he's optimistic about the interactive video call model.
Because a chair Santa does not equal a Santa who can sit and talk to your family for a long period of time.
It's a new Christmas tradition, he says, even for the post-pandemic age. In Nashville, I'm Emily Siner for Marketplace.